Hey, Amy. Yeah.
That is the beautiful voice of a fully vaccinated king.
Oh my God, you guys. Modern science. Moderna made me a superhuman. And I'm good at everything now. I can sing.
Wow. What else can you do?
I can breathe near people and be breathed on and have a 95% chance of not getting COVID.
Whoa.
I can, even if I get COVID, I have like a high chance of not being crazy sick. That sounds super human to me.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of sounds
why
like
this episode is sponsored by Moderna and Dr. Fauci.
Right. Yeah. So thanks for sponsoring literally my life, like sponsoring my livelihood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got vaxxed today, literally like an hour ago. They injected me, and then Amy was already on the way down to congratulate me.
Mm, I should have brought like a...
That's okay. Yeah, it would be fun. It would be fun to like celebrate a little bit before I get like really sick for the next 2 days.
Yeah. A vax party. Well, your whole family is vax. So you guys could go off.
Yeah,
totally. Go to the club.
No, not yet. I have to wait 2 weeks after my second vax.
Right.
Till it's fully kicked in.
To go to the club.
Right. And then I can only be in the club with other vaxxed people.
Right.
So if anyone out there is vaxxed and wants to hug in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Come to...
I was making sure my address like wasn't on the walls or anything. At a moment of panic.
Gay Street. Oh, you know what I notice every time I come here?
What?
This like isn't really tea. Because you can't really figure out where you live. But you live so close to the freaking Sea World, which shut that down. Am I right?
I mean, I don't live like so close.
Mm.
Like miles.
Right, right. Like how many miles?
Like several, probably.
You think?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's right around the
You're acting
corner.
Like I have Shamu like in my backyard. Like I'm on the same energy grid as... The water heaters for the Shamus.
You might be. Are you the same zip code?
I don't know.
You and Sham?
I don't know. Shamu.
Rip.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Are there like a bunch of Shamus?
They yeah, just, like, I mean, Shamus keep... are recycled.
Yeah, for real. For real, for real.
And.
Reuse, not reduce.
But also that it make, like some people are like, how dare they name it Shamu several times. But I'm here like, okay, but my real name's John and so is my dad. So like, what's the difference?
Whoa, you that's know? So
like we do
true.
It with humans.
Yeah. Well, they just, it's not about Shamu. It's about cash flow. And they can't be bothered to even think of another name. What does Shamu even mean?
I don't think it's they can't be bothered. I think it's... The name recognition.
And they don't want people to know like how often Shamus are dying
right,
in
right.
SeaWorld.
So let's just hope no one notices that the...
Yeah, it's like when your goldfish dies and your mom gets a new one before you right. notice.
Right.
And you're like, mom, why is my goldfish blue?
I just saw a TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, you love TikTok now, eh?
Well, I saw a TikTok and it was using that sound that was like, waking up in the morning. Missed so many things, and it was this girl, and her goldfish died, and she cooked it. She like cooked it after it died, and there's pictures of her and her friends cooking this little goldfish.
That is so crazy funny. That sound is the best thing ever. I've seen like so many iconic moments from people's lives, like the cringiest things I've ever seen.
And then also the one, oh fuck. What is it?
There's one where like...
It's the Fortnite one. Do you know what I'm talking about? The song?
Oh, yes.
Just took down Tomato Town. My friend just got down.
You literally love TikTok right now.
Well, I try... Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah,
okay, should we get into
TikTok.
The real episode?
Well, how long is it about?
Oh, not even 5 minutes.
Tell me.
I applied for this job and they like... responded and they were like, hey, I think you'd be a great fit, blah, 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 which is great to hear because like
always good.
No one ever says that about me. I'm always the person being like, I feel like I'd be a great fit and then I get ghosted.
Right.
But they were like, we think you could be
that's just like your dating life. Is that deep?
Maybe I'm selling. Maybe I need to play hard to get with the job market. Like, don't apply.
Whoa.
And then they'll be like, wait.
They'll just come to you.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so true. Or like you go on a date with them and then,
yeah.
And then never reply.
Yeah, yeah. Until like a week later.
Yeah.
Anyway, but then what I have to do is like make for like my next step is like make a little tutorial on a TikTok like…
Oh, you can do that.
…thing to do on TikTok. And it's just for the Stitch feature. It's really easy. Like everyone knows how to do it. But it's just for…
I can't work out how to use Stitch.
Really?
I can't work it out for the life of me. Like I tried. And I always just have to put it on my computer and edit it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my tutorial will be really helpful to you. Because it's very easy.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I've had to like scroll through and like find a good Stitch to like show an example. So I've just been like scrolling.
Right.
And now I'm here.
Yeah. Into it.
Waking up in the morning. Gonna get my vaccine. I just wish it would get better.
Yeah.
It is getting better.
It is getting better. What
Except I'm getting worse as we sit here, by the way.
Really?
No, I'll be fine. I'll make it through. It'll be like last time where I, by the end, I'm like… but that's cool.
Right. That was the following day. This has just been, you know, an hour.
Maybe I'm overreacting.
That's always possible.
Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, everyone.
Jack is vaxxed. Hear all about that in the pre-show.
Right. Pre-show, which is on audio-only platforms and not on YouTube.
Yeah.
So make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Google or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, please do.
Google probably has one too.
I bet. Google like music or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't Google and Apple kind of the same?
No, I think they're competitors, right?
Wow.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things. No, it's true. I'm fully vaxxed as of an hour ago.
Amazing.
Looking good and feeling fine. Be sure to check out the pre-show and hear all about
the experience.
That experience. I'm sure next week too, I'll have a lot to say about the aftermath of the experience.
True.
But yeah, super exciting.
Yeah. Go subscribe to our Patreon. This is actually part one of two parts. The second part of this episode is going to be on Patreon.
Yeah.
On Patreon, we have much more free, a lot more flirty, talk about pretty much
our truth.
Yeah, like anything because we're like, oh, no one's
listening.
We
like overshare a little bit.
Because I'm like afraid of you guys. You know what
but
I mean?
But not you guys who pay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know if you pay, then you like have to like me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Totally. Like no one's hate watching our Patreon.
Totally. Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
So check it out. That the part two to this one would have been live yesterday. So if you subscribe.
So this is really part two in a way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's not.
Yeah, this is a little taste of what our Patreon's like. We're going to open up. We're going to open our third eyes today.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to share our feelings. We're going to manifest. We're going to read our cards. And
we're going to talk about our dating life. It's something we haven't spoken about in a while.
Actually, waking up in the morning.
I wanted to ask you, now that you are vaxxed, and Fauci said it's chill to hang out with other vaxxed people.
Yeah.
And I know that, what did we call him? Doctor?
No, PhD.
PhD also is vaxxed.
Yeah. So,
what are you going to do about
PhD
it?
PhD and I are planning on hanging out. Although his vaccination was delayed 1 week. So now he's 8 days behind me, which means that the first day we'll be eligible to hang out is like 22 days from now or 23 days from now. So wow. I still got a while to go.
Making plans.
Yeah, but we've definitely talked about it.
How'd that convo go? Like, hey, well, daddy, can't wait.
No, he is not a daddy, first of all.
Isn't it? Anyone can be a daddy.
I guess call her daddy, right?
Period.
Anyway.
That podcast is crazy. They give like such terrible advice, but so do we.
Yeah, we don't give advice
anymore.
Yeah.
We realized we were doing more harm than good.
Yeah, it wasn't like a crazy convo. Like, I don't know if we know like what that's going to be. Like, if we're really going to be like in love. But like, we're just going to hang out, you know? Because like,
yeah,
we haven't like remotely even so much as flirted in like the past like few months.
Right.
So like…
Have you seen him since you got back to California?
Once. Outdoor. Nice. With masks on.
Nice.
I just figured like it's not… the same. It's not as
it's
fun.
Not the same.
Yeah.
At all.
So I do have plans to hang out with him.
Right.
And hopefully you soon, someday, once you're back.
I would love to. I want to make, when we're both vaxxed, I want to make a TikTok of us hugging.
Kissing?
No. Hugging for the first time in like a year and
change. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
wow.
That'll be so nice.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm close to being able to hug someone for real inside.
Yeah.
Someone who's not a parent or
a
dog.
Do you hug your parents?
Sometimes.
Nice.
Like if I want to.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know? Or yeah. if they want to.
Aw. Waking up in the morning. I thought I was going to wear my sunnies today, so I didn't put on makeup. But now we're like…
But now you just look like an asshole. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. When people wear their sunnies like to the club,
asshole.
How do you see?
I know.
Like what, how do you see?
I don't know. But then again, like Charlie XCX is out here wearing her little sunnies in the yeah. club. And no, like we're gagging.
I didn't say asshole. You said asshole like four times. I just have a sight issue. Like it would just be, I'd be like walking around with my eyes closed. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's already so dark.
Well, I'm thinking that's assholey because they think that
they're cool.
Everyone will part like the Red Sea around them. Like, bitch, you think you're Moses? No.
Right. Right.
Anyway.
Hey, you're mad today.
You know what? I'm vaccinated and I'm untouchable now.
No, now you're touchable.
COVID, come at me.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm touchable.
Yeah. I also got a lesbian haircut. I'm still like kind of getting used to it.
Yeah, no, it is so lesbian and it's awesome.
You think it's awesome, really?
It's giving me like, oh fuck, what's her name? That girl from Nasty Cherry.
Thank you.
Right? The
she's
lead.
So hot.
What's her
Gabrielle?
Name?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
Oh my gosh.
You're giving me Gab.
What?
We're gabbing. You're gabbing.
Ah! Leave in the comments below. Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, it screams lesbian.
Yeah, like, no, but that's I walked in and I said…
And you screamed lesbian.
No, I said I don't want to walk around looking like a straight basic girl anymore.
Right.
And they said… Ha,
they
ha,
said, buy lipstick. We're throwing the lipstick out.
Right.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Yeah, right.
Right, right.
We're bringing it to chapstick level today.
Ooh, yeah.
We're bringing chapstick back. Vaseline.
Guess who's come back? On. Back, back.
Vaseline, lean, lean.
Yeah. I also, today is the first time that I've ever taken ADHD medicine while filming something. I was diagnosed with ADHD recently. Snaps for ADHD. Which I didn't know that ADHD was a learning disability. Did
yeah.
you know that? Oh.
That's why you have a hard time, like people have a hard time concentrating in school with ADHD.
And let me tell you, I did. But it explains so much. It explains why I get like so worked up, especially before dating straight. I'm like, I get just so like nervous and tense and amped. And then
and after even. You're like, and you're like, sometimes Amy, after an episode, you'll be like, oh my God, like, do you think that they hid me? And I really liked them, but I feel like I actually laughed at this this one part 2 seconds after they said this. And I think they thought that I meant like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, okay.
You kind of just like have to ignore me and like let it spiral. And then I come back to center at some
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, okay,
it's fine.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's okay. You're,
yeah.
And then you say that a few times.
Will do.
Yeah. Yeah. KK.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so if I'm weird or not weird,
Right. That's and if why. I'm weird, I just got the vaccine. And last time, if you, was this? Well, it was a Patreon episode, later. Was it?
Yeah.
So if you are on Patreon again.
Right.
The day after my first vaccine, we filmed. And it's by fading. The end, I was completely like hallucinating and loopy.
Yeah.
Well, not really. But
you were just like, your eyes were slowly closing. You could not
focus. I was in a lot of pain.
Focus.
Yeah, could not focus. My mind was drifting.
Yeah.
And so if that happens today.
Oh, I hope not.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
We are having fun. Last, I needed. Maybe I'll talk about this on Patreon because I need to like take a whole bunch of stuff back from that last Patreon episode.
Yeah.
I need to take a whole bunch of that. Oh, I also wanted to take back in two episodes ago with Som when I said I don't believe in everlasting love. I'd like to formally take that back.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How did that flip switch? It's been like this for years.
I know. Well, okay.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Are you tricking me?
No. No, that'd be a weird trick.
So what's happening?
Well, what has happened is the longer I'm in therapy, the more I'm understanding about myself. So basically, when I say or said, like, I don't believe in nothing lasts forever, blah, blah, blah. Like, in the few relationships that I've had, I was like, oh, well, nothing can last forever because I can't go on like this forever, you know?
Oh.
I was in like a few, you know, pretty bad relationships. They would say that too, so this isn't even shade. So I was like, well, I'm not like being my true self. I'm not like happy.
You could never make this work.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it seemed like you were making it work, not like you
were
enjoying it, maybe.
Well, I was like, this is what love is. Like, love is pain. Because also I was brought up to believe that. Who else was? Holla.
Not silence you. From over here, yeah.
But I'm sure some people in the comments are going to be like, same girl. Or like, love can be like tortured. There's a lot of movies that are like so tortured and whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, well, why would I do that when I can just like be alone or just like have a few relationships here and there, which I'm still down for that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I'm in a relationship where I'm like fully supportive and like fully accepted and I accept myself, and I'm not monogamous, like I can't imagine like only boning some one person forever.
Okay.
At this age, I'm so young, I'm 27.
Right, right. Save that for 70.
Yeah, yeah. Or like even, I don't know, like 50, I'm sure I'll be like, yeah. I could bone this person forever. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
But right now I'm like young and horny. What am I saying?
No, anyway. I completely get what you're saying.
Yeah. So I'm well, taking I think, it back.
Like, yeah, I feel like on that you it sounds completely right. Because like, whenever I would say like absolutely love can last forever.
Right.
You'd be like, no way. Like, that sounds like it sucks, whatever. But like
right.
in my head, I'm like, no, everlasting love implies
it's like
love
beautiful
is good.
And peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Because it's yeah. going to only ever last
right.
if it's like
right.
perfect. If it's, or not perfect, but if it's healthy.
Right.
If it's not healthy, it will not be everlasting love.
Or you do see people who have everlasting love that's like not, you know, ideal. Like, I mean, okay, so my parents are still together and they're not very like romantic. I've like can count the amount of times I've like seen them kiss or like laugh with each other or something like that, you know? And I need like romance, you know?
Sure.
So
yeah, I think also it's a like love changes over time
right.
though too. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like maybe in the beginning of your relationship, you want like horny
right.
boning.
Right.
But then like as you get older, then it turns into more like romance. And then as you get a little older, it turns into more like deep camaraderie friendship or like sharing things together, like sharing
right.
your lives together.
But
you know
I
what I mean?
I still want to like hold hands. You
yeah,
know?
We'll do that. Then.
Yeah, for sure.
You totally should do it.
And I will.
Yeah, yes. I think that's so awesome that you're turning this corner.
Thank you.
So now what are we going to do? Because now we have the same ideas of love. So what do I have to be like, actually, love doesn't last forever now. So we can have the dichotomy.
Well, maybe the dichotomy is like something different now. Now I'm like, you know, I have a spiritual awakening. You're very like Western medicine.
Oh my God. Yeah, let's talk about that in just a mere moment.
Oh.
But first,
right.
We have a lovely sponsor today who's going to help us keep our love lives alive forever.
Wait, that's so true. Thank you so much, Dipsy, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. So many New Year's resolutions are about doing less of something. But why not give yourself more?
More.
More pleasure. Yeah. More rest.
Yeah.
More time to connect with yourself and your body.
Yes, baby.
Get in the habit with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there.
Oh my God.
Find stories about an off-limits hookup with your professor.
Ooh.
Or a costume party that takes things to the next level.
Ooh.
Or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do or you try a new toy together.
They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore no matter who you're into and what turns you on. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. And
I love that.
For listeners of our show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/straight. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy. That's D-I-P-S-E-A stories.com/straight. Again, that's dipsystories.com/straight.
Thank you so much, Dipsy. Keep rocking.
Keep rocking and rolling.
And rolling, yeah.
Don't forget the rolling.
No, couldn't forget.
Now,
yes.
Let's get back to what you were speaking about just a moment ago.
Okay.
Western medicine.
I watched.
Are you dragging my vaccine?
No.
I'm going to take yours away from you.
Whoa. Don't even think about it. I want to get vaxxed, baby.
Well, why can't you just manifest that you don't get COVID?
Well, I've actually been doing a pretty good job at manifesting that I don't get COVID because I haven't got it. And I get tested like all the damn time. So I would have known had I got it. I actually just got my negative COVID test yesterday.
Oh my God.
So we can make out all damn day. I watched this documentary. What like makes a documentary? Can you just say anything? Can you just make shit up?
Yeah, I actually took a class about this.
Oh my God.
About what makes a documentary?
Shut up.
Really?
Well, tell me.
And the answer was, we don't know. like the answer was like.
Just a vibe?
You're learning and it's supposed to like be like a more real version of what you're presenting. But then like reality is subjective. And obviously a lot of documentaries have an agenda.
Yeah.
So like what is real? We really don't know.
Right. Anyway, I watched this documentary called Heal. And it was quite interesting because I've been getting really into like meditating and manifesting and higher self and reading. And so I watched this documentary, which, oh my gosh, you should also watch on Netflix. You should watch The Headspace. It's like a 5-episode thing, Guide to Meditation. And it like explains how it works. And there's this other book that Amelia Fahad was recommending about like the how manifestation is like linked to quantum physics and like something, something else, cells turn into whatever, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. Heal was just a documentary about like they used a lot of Eastern medicine to get better from things like cancer and like autoimmune diseases. That was the word I was looking for yesterday.
Nice.
When I couldn't figure it out. And actually, let me tell you a little something from this doc that will help you if you want to get better on your own.
Okay.
If I can find it. I put it on my Finsta. Let me look.
Well,
yeah.
I guess, yeah. We have different ideas of manifestation, okay. I think.
Right. No, I actually think we have the same idea. It's you believe it. You like, it's like thoughts turn into actions. Like you can't just think it and then it happens. Like that's not what manifesting is.
Right.
Manifesting is you think it, you change your actions, and then outcome.
Okay.
Something. Okay. So on this documentary, it says, radically change your diet. So it's like you do like a whole foods. This is if you are sick.
Okay.
And I kind of did it on myself because I get like really bad ulcers in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I had like a million ulcers and I pictured them. I like closed my eyes and I visualized them like closing and like getting small and going away. And now they all went away.
Okay.
And usually they last like weeks sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Radically changing your diet, taking control of your health, following your intuition, using herbs and supplements, releasing suppressed emotions. That shit can keep you sick. Increasing positive emotions, embracing social support. So you are my social support.
Me?
Well,
in particular.
You're one of them.
You are my, it's just you. Yeah.
You are my social support.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
Am I getting paid for this?
No.
I'm kidding.
Just support. Deepening your spiritual connection and have a strong reason for living.
Okay.
So that's what Heal on Netflix preaches.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why we started talking about this.
Well, we're talking about like manifesting today.
Right.
And like, yeah. I don't know exactly. Like, it's hard for me to just embrace, like, oh, you have stage 5 cancer? Like, eat a whole grain.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I don't
know. I understand
that.
Maybe it's also like conjunct, like used with Eastern and Western medicine.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there is definitely some, like, something to say for using. Or like obviously there's herbs and things with like anti-inflammatory properties.
Right.
Like a lot of our Western medicines are actually from plants and just like extracted and like,
wow.
Or like tweaked just a little bit or things like that. So yeah, I think there's definitely something to say for that.
Right. But like to use this in everyday life, so you just like feel your best. And also we're talking about manifesting because I like wrote a whole list of like what I want my life to look like by 30. And I also, everything that I've ever manifested has come to fruition, literally. I was like, I want to move countries. I thought about that so much and then like worked really hard and moved. I want to be a YouTuber, which also I
Here
am.
Here we are.
Yeah. And those are probably the big ones. And like,
I've only manifested 2 things in my life.
Those are pretty big ones.
I'm kidding. Oh my God. I'm just giving you a hard time.
And to have like, you know, a healthy support system. I feel like my support system now is like stronger than it's ever been.
Right. You blocked out the haters.
Yeah, I did. I said, bye.
Blocking out the haters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, should we get into that list or do you want to do a reading or what do you think is a great place to, how should we start?
Should we, what have you manifested that has come true?
Yeah, I've been manifesting like finding a job or just like being financially independent from my parents. And lo and behold, I did have a job interview from a place that I applied for like over a month ago.
Wow.
And they just like randomly came out of the woodworks. And then I had this interview and they were like, I don't know, like whenever I'm interviewing or like applying for a job, I feel like I always have to be like, I feel like I'm a great fit for this company. But it was really refreshing to hear them be like, we feel like you could be a really great fit
for this role. Can you tell us like what the company's kind of about?
It's an online video editor.
Oh.
So.
You know that.
Yeah, but so I would mostly be doing, I would be on camera talent, but also producing videos for them for their YouTube channel and TikTok.
Right.
Because they don't use like search or they don't use like ads to promote their product. They just make like, here's how you do this editing technique. And then people who are already learning how to edit.
Right.
They'll slip in like, go use our product. Right.
Right.
So then they'll just do that. And so, yeah, I think it would be a good fit possibly.
That's kind of fun. You can still work from home.
Yeah, remote. Eventually, they did ask me if I would relocate to San Francisco.
Ooh. That's kind of a vibe.
I hope they aren't listening either. I did kind of dance around the question.
Okay.
Because like, who knows? You know, like.
Right, right.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm moving to San Francisco.
Like, absolutely. Right. Yeah. How could you know?
Like before I have the job.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And like, whatever.
Right.
And surely there's a way for me to like delay that.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Like get into a lease and then be like, I'll come when my lease is up.
Right.
Right. But
where would you want to get a lease? In San Diego or in LA?
I don't know. Probably right. LA. I have more friends there. But I don't like the city. So ultimately, I'm not sure that it would be the permanent place for me to be. But I could do it for another window of time. Yeah.
You're still young.
Yeah. And like to be in a big city with good gay life when we're all allowed to like start doing shit. That's fun.
That is fun.
Anyway, all this to say, that's what I've been manifesting a little bit. Oh, also, speaking of tarot, which I have here today.
What?
I did just pull a one card for myself once I got an interview for the first round.
Right.
Before I actually did it, though. And then I was like, let's pull a card. And then it was the Ace of Coins, which is like all about new opportunities, money, like things like that. So that was cool.
Right.
And yeah, so then I went into the interview a little more confident too.
True.
And I made it to the next round. So that's cool. I'm really excited to like just at least be feeling like not constantly rejected and like feel like this is a good opportunity for me possibly and like they feel the same way or, you know, like that, it was just a really like kind interaction too that was like, I didn't feel like I was just like another many person that they were interviewing. You know, I felt like they were like genuinely interested
in
me. And then that was really refreshing. So like hopefully everything I manifest comes true too.
100%. I don't see why not.
But anyway, that's what I've been manifesting. Eepa oopa.
And that's why we need you to subscribe to our Patreon so that Jack gets his coin.
Okay, don't guilt them into it. Do it if you want. We have a lot of fun.
And you'll love it.
Our live streams are fun.
Yeah. I was wondering if you guys would be more interested in if we did it like on YouTube. So you pay like $5 a month for an extra episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Because they're already on the platform. They know it. If you don't know Patreon, then you don't go to Patreon.
Right.
I also have deep regret about going on Patreon instead. We were talking about going on OnlyFans. And I think that would have been iconic.
That would have been iconic.
Yeah. Not nudity.
No. Yeah. Our podcast just nude.
Wait. Me and my cousin.
In our underwear.
We used to literally like... when we'd have sleepovers at my granny's house, we would stay up until 2 a.m. because there was a TV show called The Naked News.
You've told me about this before.
We just watched The Naked News. So funny. It was just news, but they were like naked.
We could be the naked news. Yeah. Naked straight.
Naked straight. Dating naked. Wait, they have that show. Didn't you used to watch that show?
Yeah, the British, what's it called?
Naked.
Attraction.
Attraction.
Naked Attraction. It's the best show ever.
That is the craziest show I've ever heard of.
It is so much fun,
That is like so illegal.
No, it's so legal. It's on like Channel 4, no, like one of their main channels.
Like the concept is like so fucked.
But people like, want to do it.
Them titties, I could picture myself dating this person.
Or worse, like, oh, that badge or that dick, it's the first thing you see. That's not going to work for me.
That's awful.
Like, imagine getting sent home because you have a bad…
That would give me a complex for the rest of my life.
I know. I know.
How can you choose a partner based on their badge?
I don't. You'll have to watch and find out. Because they do.
I'm sure those are not everlasting loves.
No. Yeah. Most of them, they have a part at the end of the show that's like where they are now.
They're never ever together.
It's usually like, all right, yeah, how's it gone? We've been flirting a bit. We haven't really seen each other. I think we just are different, you know, different places. But maybe we'll hang out again. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's about it.
Wow. Wow, wow. That's yeah. awesome. That is awesome. Okay, that let's awesome. Do... I actually already pulled these tarot cards yesterday.
Yeah, let's be honest about what happened yesterday.
It was too windy, so we have to re-record today.
That wasn't very dramatic. That wasn't a very dramatic storytelling.
Well, I don't... They don't... Who cares? That's just the truth. So we have my cards and then my love cards.
Right. So let me explain the spread. Spread them, baby.
Right.
So we found a very legit spread that I found online at angelorum.co.
Yeah. Well, .co.
It's a company.
Right. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah. They got to tell the truth. called How... She Really Feels Tarot Spread.
Right. And we've decided that I'm she. Because it doesn't... Okay, so guys, I'm seeing someone.
You, if you're on Patreon...
Patreon,
you... I did it again. Patreon, you would have known...
Kinda.
...that that's true. But then you also would have known You'd that that confused. Was not true. Yeah.
But I'm seeing someone. So we decided yesterday to see how she feels. But then we actually changed our minds halfway through because I'm she.
Right.
And they actually made a lot of sense for how I feel. But we're going to go through them again today.
Totally. So hopefully this will be a little expedited because we don't have to pick. So just to be clear, to let you know what we're up to. So the number, there's six cards in this spread. Mm-hmm. Number one is her story.
Right.
What she's telling you.
Right.
So what
I'm telling.
What you're telling
Miss Queenie.
Right.
Does my girl get a fun name? Like how you have like Big Dick, Frenchie, PhD.
Well, yeah, make one. I liked Comr, but...
That's just her name. Okay.
That's because of a joke I made yesterday.
Yeah.
Doing this same reading.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So for your first card, mm-hmm. Amio, mm-hmm. you got the Justice cards.
Mm. Was it upside down or no?
Upside down. So love.
Fuck Justice.
Justice Tarot. Oh, please excuse me. I don't know most of these cards,
it's okay.
So I'm just looking them up.
How would you ever know all of these cards off by heart?
Well, some people
do. Some Elisa Kelly shit.
Well.
Yeah.
You're saying I can't be like her?
I didn't say that.
Watch it.
That's what you had.
Okay, so the reversed Justice card, for I'll remind you, her story, what she's trying to tell you.
What I'm telling her.
The reversed Justice card can suggest that internally you don't know that you've done something, or you know you've done something that isn't morally right.
Wait, what? This is not what you said yesterday. I know that I've done something that's not morally right. You didn't say that yesterday. Well, actually, I mean, it kind of tracks.
Oh my God, that totally tracks.
It does totally
actually,
track.
Now that we think about it.
Yeah.
Totally listen to the tracks. Patreon episode yeah, to know about know. That.
Yeah.
others may not see it yet. So you have a choice. You can hide it and hope no one finds out.
Never.
Or you can own up to your mistake
I
and
did.
Take focused action to resolve the solution.
Wait.
The situation. You did that.
I literally did that. Never hide from your problems. Just makes them worse.
Whichever you choose, you'll need to live with the consequences of your conscience.
Yeah.
So go what feels right. Great.
Oh my God. That tracks so well. I love tarot.
Number two.
Yeah.
Your card number two. You have the upside down reversed three of wands. And card number two is what she's really thinking. What are you really thinking? Okay.
Who knows? I feel like it changes day by day. Don't you think?
Well, actually that makes a lot of sense because... The wand suit is the fastest moving suit in the deck.
Oh, it's cold.
Meaning so that this is probably what you're really thinking very recently or right now.
Minor arcana.
It's a minor arcana, but even within the minor arcana, wands are the quickest moving.
Wow.
And see, even, I know something.
You do know things. Even in like the Ariana Maddox episode when I was talking about this same girl, I was like, I don't know what I think.
Right.
You know?
Well, let's see. Three of Wands reverse suggests that growth and expansion are available to you.
That's wonderful.
But you are choosing to play it safe.
Okay.
And stay within your comfort zone.
Okay.
As a result, you're closing yourself off from new opportunity and limiting your potential. What's holding you back? It's time to spread your wings and fly.
You for real right now? I have opportunities I'm not taking?
I think yesterday you said that this sounded right because you were like, you are
taking
playing it safe.
Slow.
You're taking it slow.
Yeah.
You're not trying not to rush into things. You're not trying to U-Haul.
No.
Like,
but that's, isn't that good? Or am I missing opportunities?
And also indicate that your plans might come to a grinding halt and unexpected delays and frustrating obstacles might be coming.
Oh, so she's like, too slow. Next.
Maybe. I mean, is that what you're thinking?
No. That isn't what I'm thinking. Oh, well, I don't know what she's thinking, but I don't think that she thinks that.
No, this is, what is she really thinking
me.
About you?
Oh, so I'm like, oh, no.
Okay.
I think I did that already.
Well.
But that was from the fast card. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I already put it to a grinding halt and then I was like, wait, never
right.
mind.
As long as it makes sense to you, then it makes sense to me.
Okay.
Number three, we have how you really feel deep, deep down.
Mm.
And I'll have you know that your card is the Ace of Coins, which is the same card I got when asking about my job.
I love that.
Also known as Ace of Pentacles, which pentacles and coins obviously are money related, new opportunity related.
Ooh.
And it's right side up. So you're getting the accurate reading for or the upright meaning.
That's awesome.
Which is that new beginnings are on the horizon, opportunities and potential. So it seems like deep down you are feeling like this has a lot of potential.
Right.
And maybe that's why it ended initially was like in your heart. You knew it had potential, but in your head, you were getting in the way.
I have a fear of commitment.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because what you were thinking was different than what you were really deep down feeling.
Right. Or it was the same. And so I was like, oh, this could be something. And then my brain, who's afraid of commitment, is like, never, like, no. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah, I think we are nailing this one.
Why are you laughing? I don't know.
You don't think we're nailing it?
No, I do think we're nailing it.
Okay, great. Watch it. No more free readings.
I literally sit here giggling and smiling and y'all like, watch it.
Okay, number four, everyone. How you're walking the talk.
Right. Walking the talk.
Interestingly enough, number four, card number four,
right.
We have the Four of Wands.
Right.
Another Wands card. So
is
this
it upside
is
down
fast.
Or right side?
Nope, right side.
Right side up.
Four of Wands is a card of joyful celebration, blissful happiness, and appreciation for the good things in life. When this card appears in tarot readings, it's the perfect time to celebrate with those you love most.
This is amazing. This is my walking.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You may have a significant milestone ahead, such as a wedding. Oh my God.
I doubt it.
Why did I not get the invite?
Not having a wedding. Significant milestone though. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Wedding, birthday, homecoming, or reunion. Maybe we're going to have a reunion.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be a time for celebration when I'm vaxxed and when everyone…
And we can meet her.
I love that.
Maybe that's what it's going to be, right? Because we can reunion with you and her.
You can meet her whenever you want.
But in person, you know, with that, like in the same room.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
We could go outside.
But that's not the same.
Okay.
Well, I want to like really, like, I want to get like 1 inch from her face and be like, are you really cool?
Levi met her.
And
he likes her. Ava and Alexis met her.
And
they like her.
Oh my God. This is big.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, does that feel good?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Big things
Big
coming.
Celebration milestones we're going to vibe right. out.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking like…
Maybe the celebration will be commitment.
That doesn't sound like a celebration to me. I'm not even thinking in terms of like a relationship. I'm thinking like in terms of my life. I'm ready to celebrate.
And that's how you're walking the talk because like you're going to have… Like celebration is going to bring new life into your relationship maybe.
No, I'm not even thinking relationship.
Well, we're doing a… you asked for a love reading.
Well, maybe it's just like… love can be, you know, so many different things. Self-love.
But you asked for the how she really feels.
She.
Okay.
Me.
Okay. Yeah. Number five.
Okay. I'm an independent woman and I'm looking for an interdependent relationship, not a codependent relationship. Interdependent is when you're both independent people that, you know, come together as partners.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for that for you too.
So not everything in my life is about this person that I'm so casually dating. Like this is crazy what we're doing.
You
right
asked me to read this.
I know. I just wanted to give caviar?
Yeah.
I've tried caviar.
Number five.
Right.
Outside influences on your walk.
Okay. So you're an outside influence on my walk.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what the outside influence
is. Okay.
It's
the,
Page of Cups, I believe. I'm getting lightheaded. I'm getting light.
Well, that's not good at all.
It's okay. Maybe my third eye is opening and the angels are speaking through me. I'm like transcending my human body. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Okay. I think it's upside down. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So here's how you… What is it? Here's how you're walking the talk. What is it?
Talking the walk. Walking the talk.
Huh.
Walking the talk. No, the…
Outside influences on your walk.
Yeah, we just did walking the talk.
Now it's the influences on the walk.
Okay.
So we're walking already.
Yeah.
But here's what's making you walk the way you're walking.
Right.
So, suggest that you are keeping your creative inspirations and ideas secret.
Right.
You may worry that others will steal your ideas or woman.
No.
Or tell you it's destined to fail. Instead, you are choosing to keep your plans private so you can develop them further without influences. Without influences. So maybe you don't have too many outside influences on this.
Well, I don't because I'm learning to trust my own opinion. Because up until literally now, not literally now, but like this year, I've been trusting everyone else's opinions above my own. But I can trust my own opinion. And that's not even just in with a person I'm dating. Oh my God. This is so wild. We're making it seem like I'm like fully committed to this person that I'm like so, so casually seeing.
My God.
Uh-oh.
Hee-hee.
She doesn't listen to this, so.
Yeah, good.
That's great.
Number six.
Yeah.
To be clear, this is your final card. How you will be walking your talk within 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
And it's the three of cups.
More cups.
We're getting lots of threes. Like, I feel like…
And a four?
Yeah. Threes, fours, cups, wands.
Literally.
Three of cups, oh yeah. Now, Gail, tell me how many. One, two, three. Sip, sip.
Yeah. That's D.
Okay, it's right side up.
Yeah.
This is a card of celebration, friendship,
sisterhood,
and creative collaboration.
Jack, this is amazing.
It all comes together in the end.
This is amazing.
Your friends and family are here to support you and lift you to even higher levels of success. Celebrate with them and enjoy their camaraderie.
This is literally unbelievable.
In 6 to 8 weeks. Oh my God. In 2 months, we can hang out maybe.
I'm going to cry. Like this is so beautiful. And oh my God, I just cannot wait.
For what? To celebrate?
6 to 8 weeks. This is amazing. Because Okay, I stopped making YouTube videos because I couldn't collaborate anymore.
Right, right.
But I'm going to be able to collaborate. I'm going to be able to be creative. I'm keeping my creativity to myself right now so I can like develop. Uh-huh. You know, that was card number 5, walking the talk, outside influences. Uh-huh. And then walking the talk.
I'm sorry, I have a vaccination thing going on.
Right. Vaccination. Oh, you're in a group chat with only vaxxed
people? No, Julia, my friend Julia is like, oh my God, like I have these two vaccines that I'm eligible to get, but I'm not sure which one.
It's amazing. What
I
the
know.
Fuck?
So I said, Pfizer. She said, I said, get Pfizer. Yeah. That's one of the options.
Wow.
Moderna's also great.
How
and
she,
Johnson & Johnson.
How is she eligible for all of these vaccines?
In New York, they are Speedy Gonzalez.
What in the world?
They're being speedy as hell.
I'm moving.
And then in 6 to 8 weeks, you're moving back.
Well, anyway, my life's about to get good. I'm going to be creative and supported.
Aww.
And I can't wait.
Yay!
Yay!
And in love.
Maybe. But if not, that's also okay.
Totally.
I never want to be in like a relationship where I'm like, I cannot survive without this person.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah. I will survive.
Keep on surviving. Hey, hey. You thought I couldn't breathe without you? I'm inhaling. That's what you want your relationship to be like.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Of course.
Thought I couldn't see without your perfect vision.
Mm.
Thought I couldn't last without you, but I'm lasting. Thought that I would die without you, but I'm living.
You're making it seem like we're
thought
not
seeing
each other
that I would fail
anymore.
Without you, but I'm on top. Thought it would be over by now, but it won't stop. Thought that I would self-destruct, but I'm still here. Even in my years to come, I'm still going to be here. I'm a survivor.
Right. So, okay. Well, cool. Can we do yours now?
Should we do that on Patreon maybe? Because we're already at almost an hour.
Really?
Yeah. It's been 55 minutes, including pre-show. So 50 minutes of just the show.
Well, should we… So what should we do for the last 10 minutes?
Sing… Survivor.
We're going to get copyright claimed.
I can tell you guys more about my vaccine if you want to know.
Well, didn't you tell them in the pre-show?
Well, I didn't tell them. Okay, if anyone has medical, like, if you don't like to hear about medicine, skip like 30 a minute or something.
Right.
Today, my woman, this woman, like doctor or nurse, gave me the shot and then immediately goes, Oh, you're bleeding a lot.
That does not like, sound good.
Ma'am. But I'm feeling fine, but I do have my… I am sore already.
Right.
Just like 2 hours after. And I have a little bit of a light head. But it's so worth it. Like, I am so excited for 48 hours from now to just be…
I want to be vaxxed.
We can tell them about that.
Yeah.
I'm seemingly able to get Amy vaccinated because I can get her 3… shifts volunteering at the same place that I did.
Does it matter that I don't live in San Diego?
I don't know.
You always do that. You go…
Well, I'm thinking.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
I live in San Diego right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think…
1234 Gay Street.
Yeah. I don't know, but…
I'm going to do it anyway. Period.
And you're going to get the Moderna probably. And we're going to be Moderna sisters.
Moderna girls.
You know what?
What?
Here's what we'll talk about.
What?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Like we always say like we're sisters, right? Or like girl, hey girls.
Right.
What if I was like, hey brother, we're brothers.
That's fine.
Would you be cool with that?
Yeah, of course.
You're my bro.
Yeah.
We're bros and sisters.
It's true. It's so true.
Do you
want to call me bro? You absolutely
Well, I feel like
can.
I do call you bro sometimes. I'll be like, dude, bro.
True,
but then I
dude.
Won't. I don't like process that. That means like brother. But it does.
Period. Okay. So if you want to watch a part 2 of this…
What?
We should talk about something for the last 10 minutes. Like actually though.
Okay.
Because I want to know, you know, more about you and PhD.
Okay.
Are you going to bone him?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think it's a weird thing dating during the pandemic of like we saw each other like months and months and months and months ago.
Right.
And
that was a big one. Sorry.
It's keeping me grounded while my brain literally transcends. Right. Like, what's that smell? Do you smell that?
Yeah, it smells like maybe something on fish? The fire. You know, it's really funny that we have a dating podcast that like neither of us really dated at all in the past year. So that's gonna be,
we're still here.
Yeah, still here. So that's going to be like fun to go back. And also, I think we needed a break from what?
I cannot wait to make out with everyone. Diabolical.
So
I'm going to be a maker outer.
Literally.
I'm going to make out with the entire city of Los Angeles and San Diego, and no one's going to stop me.
That's awesome. Yeah. We were like so unhinged, and we really just like stayed home for
became
a whole
hinged.
Year. Yeah. Found our hinges, put them on.
Were we unhinged? Yeah. Well, maybe you.
I feel like I was.
Yeah.
I feel like I did some things.
But now I'm ready to do more things.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Things, but like with more, you know, awareness.
And more other things too.
Yeah.
Like what I'm excited for is like, I feel like I've really discovered this year that like, which sounds so stupid because it's so obvious.
What?
But like, I felt like while living in LA the past couple of years, like all I would do on the weekends is like go to the club, like
right.
to hang out with friends. We'd be like, let's go out. Right. But like now I really feel like I'm excited to like hang out, you know, like let's go to the park. Let's just like chill at the beach. Let's just like do an activity together.
Right.
You know, it's not all club, club, club. Let's just like enjoy each other's company because like we'll be able to do that and that's going to feel hopefully like so meaningful.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
So I'm excited for
I feel like we did that. Like I have memories as of the beach. We should go swimming more. That's the vibe.
Oh my God.
What?
I keep taking us off track but I've been watching this YouTube channel
what?
Called the Malibu Shark something.
Yeah.
And there's this guy who has a drone. And he like follows sharks in
that's
Malibu.
So,
and
in
it's
Malibu?
Like, yeah, like literally like right past where like the waves break. There's like sharks like constantly. And
oh my God.
I know. And he gets the craziest clips. And then he'll like yell at people. He'll be like, guys, there's a shark right there. Like a
right.
great white. And they'll be like, So if you ever see a drone with a shark face on it.
Following
leave
something
the
closely.
Premise,
yeah.
Leave the
beach
premises.
Right. Well, in Australia, they had like shark alarms. So when they would see a shark in the water, that's like this big alarm would go off. You'd have to get out of the water.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah. There's also like no lifeguards.
In Australia or here?
No, here. There's like lifeguards on point in Australia.
Really?
But yeah, there was a TV show about the lifeguards at Bondi called Bondi Rescue.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and a lot of people.
Were they sexy?
Probably to you. I actually know someone who was on that show.
Really?
Shout out Anthony Glick. He went to my school.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
Yeah. He is hot.
Cool.
Yeah. He just got married to my friend's sister.
Oh, and she was a shark.
No, she's a human.
I was kidding. That was a joke, everyone.
It was really funny.
That was improv. Yes, and
we're so about improv these days. Madonna. That
coursing
through
arm
your veins.
Hurts.
Well, okay. So if you wanted to listen to our Patreon episode for part two, we're going to talk more in depth. I'm going to explain myself a little bit more about this like mystery girl that we've been talking about all episode, which is so funny. Like, oh my God, I'm a little bit embarrassed. But you know, it's just the truth of
life. Yeah. And then maybe I'll do a reading for me.
I want to know about you and PhD.
And then
can
maybe
talk more about that. And
maybe
then,
I'll get out my D&D dice so we could do a roll for
right.
us.
Right. And then we can, you know, I want to also manifest what our life's going to look like in a few years. I love that. Because
nice.
I still want to be with you. I like dating straight.
Stick with you.
Yeah. I like dating straight.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah.
Thanks you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Always for growing with us. For, you know, just being awesome people.
It's been a crazy year. So
it's been a crazy year, but we're gonna get back.
Yeah.
Back to the stewed. We're gonna start dating again. We're gonna have lots of juicy stories.
I know. I think that now that I'm like much more comfortable with myself, that I'm gonna be much more comfortable like sharing actually.
Yeah.
What's going on? Because there was a lot of secrecy.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll be better about sharing more healthily and not just like share like throwing shit at the wall. Like
Right.
You know?
I think that the episode with some Hey truck. I think everyone enjoyed hearing from my secret ex-lover.
Totally.
So that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably get PhD on if we want.
I bet you could. And I think we should. I would love to meet him.
Okay. We'll think about it. We'll think on it.
Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge and this is Dating Straight.
See you next Tuesday.
You could be broken-hearted lovers.
Be broken-hearted lovers. You can help me recover. Ooh, we could be broken-hearted lovers.